Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. We're here, today is actually a Saturday in June. I'm not sure exactly when this will air, but it's a Saturday in June, and here in Rochester, New York, the weather is beautiful. It's not too hot yet, and it's sunny, which is nice for us because we usually have rain, but it's a beautiful day today. And I have the pleasure of introducing to you on this lovely day, Justin Ayanon. And Justin is in, hey. Where are you? South Africa?
I'm in Cotonou. No, I'm in Cotonou, Benin.
Cotonou. Okay. I know that you're in the time zone. I was looking at the time zone. Mm-hmm. So very good. Okay. So I bet it's a little bit hotter where you are today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm guessing that it's perhaps the air conditioning I would want to have on if I were where you are today. But tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So thank you. My name is Justin Ayanon, and I live in Benin, in Cotonou, Benin, and I'm a WordPress developer. So I work for a tech hub, a startup incubator in Cotonou. And mainly I work on developing teams, developing plugins for the company and for the startups that are incubating in the tech hub. And also train people to WordPress, to team development, to WordPress development, everything about WordPress in general. So that's basically what I do here. And I'm also a newbie in a basketball team. I don't know if that counts. So yeah, that's me.
You need to get a basketball with the WordPress logo on it.
maybe I should do something like that.
That would be fun. So I always ask my guests if they have a mug with them. Did you bring a mug to show today?
Yeah, I bring a little one.
And what, show us, cheers? What does it say? I can't see it.
It's cheers. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it has been offered to me by you something like 2 years ago. And so I really like it. So I'm still using it every day, I think, at work and at home.
That's wonderful.
Everywhere, actually.
Well, I am, I'm known for liking Wonder Woman. And so my mug today is I Am Wonder Woman.
Okay.
This was This was a Christmas gift from my friend Simon. And when it's cold, it's just a black mug. But when it has hot liquid in it, you can see that I'm Wonder Woman. So it's very mysterious. And today I'm drinking just plain black tea. What are you drinking today?
Just hot water. I'm trying to avoid everything about sugar and,
caffeine, that's it.
Just hot water.
I don't think I could ever get rid of caffeine. Not with my schedule. But it's good, Yeah, so what time is it there today? Right now it's 11:15 a.m. here.
Here it's 4:15 p.m.
Okay, so it's still a nice day. You still have plenty of daylight left.
Yeah, we have a nice day today. No rain, and that's also wonderful since we are in the period where we have a lot of rain here.
Good, well, I'm glad you have.
It's fun, and everything looks good.
Good, I'm glad you have a nice sunny day. Yeah. So, tell us, how did you get started with WordPress? What was your introduction to WordPress?
Oh, so I start very briskly. That was not really planned. Since I studied at university, applied statistics. So my first dedication was to be a data scientist. So I was not supposed to be a WordPress developer, but I think 3 years ago at school, I had to maintain the website of the school since I have some basic skills in web development and software development. So one of the headmaster of the school asked me to maintain the website. And then the website was built with WordPress. So I didn't know WordPress before. I didn't even hear the word. That was the first time I heard about WordPress. And yeah, I look into the website and it looks very great, very cool. I used to build website before, but I had to struggle with files, PHP files and And even when I have to write an article or to set up a blog on a website, I had to struggle with tutorials and try to find the best way to do it. But this time when I discovered this blog, this website that was built with WordPress, I found it really amazing. And I just decided to continue working with it, to continue discovering how it works and what are the things I can do with that. And yeah, that's how I discovered WordPress almost four years ago now. And yeah, I've still continue working. I still developing website. And after I start looking for people who also use WordPress, and then I discovered contributors and everything about Make WordPress, and that was amazing. And yeah, I was like a data scientist. That's now a WordPress developer. And yeah, that's my story with WordPress.
That's wonderful. I love that everybody's story is a little bit different.
Yeah. And many people that I know in WordPress also start from a different path. Maybe some people learning literature and people learning medicine and even biology that are now WordPress developer. And that's very nice for me.
Yeah. My undergraduate degree was in religion and philosophy, and now I work in work. So we all have different backgrounds. It's very good. When you think about all of the hundreds of more sites that you've seen from that other people build, what do you think is something that people should focus more attention on? Something that they maybe don't, that they skip over and really would make a better site?
I think something many people forget at the first time or every time they are building a website is accessibility. Mm-hmm. So accessibility is not something that seems very trivial for people that are building or even professional web developers that are building a website to focus on. But when it comes to make your website or make your platform available and accessible to people that have disadvantages, having accessibilities or having include accessibilities in the process of building your website is very important. And what's crazy, even me, when I started building a website, I was not like focusing on accessibility stuff or focusing on, yeah, how to make my website good for people who don't see to read or browse my website, or even people who don't hear and these stuff. And I recently discovered that it's something really important when we are building website, and we should all be aware of the fact that we should make our website accessible for people. So I think that's probably one of the most important things, apart from SEO and, you know, all this stuff that everybody think about when we start building website, but we just don't focus or we just forget about accessibility.
Yeah.
I think it's very important.
I agree. There's a huge percentage of the world that needs screen readers and, needs all these, as far as contrast and things like that. We really need to be able to offer our websites to everybody. So yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up. What's something that you know now that you wish you had known when you started working in WordPress?
Oh, I think definitely the community. Mm-hmm. Because when I started, I was like, I was making my road alone. I was not like thinking about people in the work community using the same tool that can help me to, you know, build website or to have information about how I should build website and these stuff. And it's very important for beginners in WordPress to quickly find people in the community that can help them. It can even not be about development. It can be about design, it can be about everything around WordPress, but it's important to know that there is a community that exists that's very big and diverse, and that you should know, or you could know, to help you advance in, you know, your WordPress road or your WordPress journey. And I discovered the WordPress community no longer I think I discovered it something like 8 or 9 months ago after using WordPress for 3 years. So I've been struggling to find topics or to find a response to some issues I'm having on my WordPress website. While there were a community here I could join and interact with and ask things to, and yeah, I definitely think that community is something I should have known when I start. But now I know, and I try to tell people to, when people who start using WordPress or do everything with WordPress, that it's all important to know that there's a community they can train and interact with.
That's great. Now, do you have a meetup in your area that you meet with other people?
There were no meetups. And three months ago, I introduced a request to the WordCamp supporters to start a meetup that they have accepted. So now, since 2 months now, we have an official meetup community in Benin, and we're going to start our next activities, let's see, in 2 weeks. So in two weeks, by the end of June, we will have our first meetup in Benin about WordPress. I'm so happy.
That's so exciting. That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, go ahead.
Yeah. So I was saying that I also try to attend different meetups in countries around Benin when I live. So I recently attend different meetups in Nigeria that already have a very huge community about WordPress, and try to see how they deal with meetups, how they deal with schedule, and all these stuff, in order to maybe replicate it here or,
That's exciting. Do you have a topic for your first meetup session?
So the first meetup session, I probably want it to be general, something like maybe an introduction to WordPress, mm-hmm. or what you should know about WordPress. So I'm thinking to some general topics like this one, so that I won't make people run away when they hear about WordPress with technical stuff.
Right.
So I'm probably gonna something very general and welcoming for even beginners.
So you're not gonna start with JavaScript?
Oh, no. Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know JavaScript.
People to run away.
That's wonderful. Now, you told me in an email that you went to WordCamp, right? Was it WordCamp Lagos?
Yeah, the WordCamp Lagos, I think it was on May 13, so something like 1 month ago. And it was my first WordCamp. I heard a lot about WordCamp before, and I was like very excited to attend one. And I discovered that it's something really big. I didn't imagine that too much people can gather in one place to celebrate or to talk about WordPress. And it was a very happy surprise for me. And that was so great. And I was also very happy that a community was built just near Benin, since Nigeria in Benin, where I live, share the same border. So there was something like a very big community just near me. And I'm very happy about the fact that there is someone or there's some people just near me that I can ask things to and try to get help from. And so this meetup was also the day when the WordPress Translation Day 4 happened.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's the same day. And I also give a quick talk in French. So my native language is French. So I gave a quick talk about internationalizing WordPress teams and plugins, just for a session at the end.
That's exciting. Yeah, WordCamp. That's very exciting. Maybe next year you'll have WordCamp Benin.
Yeah, probably. I'm really thinking about that.
That would be wonderful.
I'm trying to attend a lot of meetups around Benin. And I'm also planning to attend some WordCamps to probably feel how, I want to feel it again, how the WordPress community, and and get some experience from people, and yeah, probably we should have one. What can Benin next year? Probably.
That would be wonderful. I would love to see that happen for you. When you think over the different meetups and the WordCamp that you've been to, is there a talk or a speaker or an experience that you had that was just kind of life-changing or exciting for you?
Yeah. So at WordCamp Lagos last month, the first keynote was of someone that was not, even the guy who did the keynote was not a WordPress, something like an active user of WordPress, but he was someone that is very involved in the WordPress, in the tech community in Lagos, in Nigeria. And he basically talked about how internet and technologies around internet come from maybe since something like 50 years ago to now, and show that from this day to now, there have been a lot of technologies that have been used in web development or in software development, and that most of the successful of these technologies are those who are built on open source principles, and that and those who have succeeded in building a community around them. And I found this really nice, since at work I use both open source and proprietary software or technologies, but this really raised my awareness about being involved in everything about open source, even if it's not only WordPress, but another project or other projects about open source. And yeah.
That's and exciting.
Yeah, I also met many people and met people I was like seeing online or chatting with on Twitter. And I met him in real life, and that was an amazing experience. And yeah, there were people from Automatic working remotely for Automatic from Nigeria or from London. And yeah, I met them. They talk about their experience about working remotely and yeah, everything about distributed work. And yeah, that was very nice. And we also talk about technical things and technical stuff. And yeah, it was really exciting. And I even give a talk on a panel about WordPress teams and security about WordPress. And that was actually, since it was my first WordCamp, it was also my first talk at a WordPress meetup in front of what, more than 300 or 400 people. I was like, oh, a little bit scared, but everything went well, and it was really a nice experience for me. Yeah,
that's wonderful. It's a great community, like you said. Yeah. And when you can go to a meetup, and especially when you can go to a WordCamp where there's more than, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 people, you really get that sense of community there. Yeah. I often refer to our community as an open source community because we share so easily with one another. It isn't just about software and programming, it's and design. It's about helping each other. And yeah, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Yeah.
A very nice philosophy.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us a little bit about your job. So what do you do, and who do you work for, and what does your day-to-day activities look like?
The company I work for's name is Etree Labs. So it's, as I said, a tech hub that's mainly focused on helping new startups in tech or fintech or health in Benin to start, giving them tools or giving them the expertise they need to really grow up in the entrepreneurship ecosystem in Benin. So since most of them, of these startups are from or are doing things related to tech, so the company have something like a hub or let's say a crew of technical people that work on technical stuff. So basically, I've been recruited here there as WordPress developer. So I've worked as web developer before, and I didn't imagine that it was possible to be hired as WordPress developer. So I was like, I was not even really call myself a WordPress developer, but when they launched they announced to recruit a WordPress developer, I was like, oh, that's nice, and even in my country. So I just jumped on the opportunity. And so basically my day-to-day workflow is about building teams for these startups that I incubate in A3Labs, building teams, building plugins. And since they already have an infrastructure built on WordPress, I also maintain this infrastructure. So sometimes it happens sometimes that we have to give something like a particular training for people that have to use this website or to use these technologies we have been building with WordPress. So I also train these people to have the basic skills to use these teams. And so I also, one thing I started a few months ago that I found very amazing at work is that I devoted, let's say, 1 hour and 30 to contributing to WordPress. Most of the time at the end of the day, I devote something 1 hour and 30 in hanging or browsing car tickets and try to find something I can make a patch for or participate in meetings and on WordPress Slack and these stuff. So that's my day-to-day workflow, something like build teams, build plugin, test website, train people and contribute to WordPress.
It sounds like a very busy day you have every day. At least a lot of things on your plate. That's wonderful. And how do you feel that people learn WordPress? Do you think that comes easily to most people when you're training them how to use it?
So most of the people I train come from another technologies, another web development technologies, as maybe Laravel or Symfony or even React. Mm-hmm. So they already have something like a background. So it's technically easier for me to train these people, but I still feel in some barriers from them in adopting WordPress as a total web development tool, since they feel like it's not really a web development tool. And there are some this kind of barriers. And but basically it's very, or let's say relatively easy for me to train these people since they already have a background in web development or in web technologies.
That's good. What's your favorite thing about your job?
Oh, let me think. I'll probably say people working here. So I have the chance. So A3Lab is probably the first tech company in Benin. And before joining the company, I read a lot about people working here, about the CEO, about the CTO, that's let's say great people in tech community in Benin. And it was my dream to meet him. And this dream came true and I met him every day. I think that, certainly it's people that are working here that are the best thing about my job. I met people from different backgrounds. People try to create startups in health, in agriculture, in medicine, in biology, everything. So that's very nice to meet people from different backgrounds and try to see what they think about the technology I'm using, see how they are curious about learning new stuff or not. These stuff.
That's great. So are you ready for my rapid fire questions at the end here?
Yeah, I'm
ready. Okay. So if you are instructing somebody on building a website, what are two or three plugins that you recommend that they use?
So the first one I recommend will probably use SEO. Since, okay. I build website for people that write a lot. So I recommend first use SEO. And the second one will be probably Jetpack. So okay. When I started building a website with WordPress, I was like hosting my website on the server I was hosting my website on were not some very hot servers. And when I installed Jetpack on them, they slowed down my website. But when I discovered how it works on really huge website and with a very, very huge server, I discovered that it's a very useful tool that do a lot of things. And yeah, I really like it. So probably use then Jetpack.
I think those are both fine. I've used both of those myself. So when you started in WordPress or at any point during your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor that helped you with WordPress?
No, not really. So as I said, I was like, I had to build a website or to maintain a website that was built with WordPress. So I just like start using it. So I found the interface and I found the tool itself really easy to use. And most of the time after that, I just learned by searching tutorials and searching stuff on internet.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people learn that way. So that makes sense. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
So if there's someone I really admire in the WordPress community, it's Mary Chop. I don't know if you know her.
I know who she is, yes.
She's the lead of the WordPress community in Nigeria. And she was the first person I approached when I was willing to build a community or a meetup, a WordPress meetup in Benin. And I was like afraid that she maybe won't respond to me, or maybe we say things that I won't probably like, but she was very welcoming. And yeah, she gave me very nice advices about which people I should get in touch with and people I should contact to start the meetups. And yeah, and she's the one who invites me to WordCamp Lagos. And yeah, I really admire the way she succeeds in building this huge community in Nigeria. Yeah, she's probably the people I admire the most in the WordPress community.
Everything that I've seen about her says that she is truly a wonderful person. So I think that that's a good person to admire. Absolutely. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress that you haven't learned yet?
Oh, let me see. So I would like to learn a lot about the WordPress API since I've been building websites or building application both with WordPress and other technologies. So I mainly use, apart from WordPress, I mainly use React. And I would really love to use both. I don't want to have to choose between WordPress or to choose with other technologies. I would like to explore the power of all these technologies. So that's why I would like to learn more about the REST API of WordPress and learn how to interact with other kind of application of other technologies. Yeah.
That's great. That's a good answer. I like that. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes that you have ever made, and what did you learn from it?
So I quickly remember about this one since it was, let's say 4 months ago. I had to build a website for someone who is leading a restaurant.
Okay.
So it was a cuisinier, and he was willing to have a website for his restaurant. And the big mistake I've made is that I didn't set up any backup for the website. Oh. And I already built the website up to, let's say, 80%. And one Sunday, I was like, maybe boring, and I decided to do one or two things about the website, and boom, the website goes down. It crashed. And I was like, whoa, what did I do then? It was a really big mistake I made this day, and yeah, this learned me that I always have to set up a backup on my WordPress website. Yeah.
Yeah. Not having a backup causes so much work. And we never remember everything we did the first time, so we have to try to recreate it. Oh, I feel your pain. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
So, 3 weeks ago, I was attending a WordPress core meeting where people talk about the future development of the CMS. And Josefa asked to people who want to lead the next WordPress release, that was 5.2.2. And I was not like really active as contributor, as core contributors mainly. But I don't know why, and I raised my hand. I decided to lead the WordPress release. And just after raising my hand, I told myself, what did you do? I mean, you're not maybe the right people for doing these stuff. But people there were just like, hey, that's nice. A newbie volunteered itself to lead a WordPress release. And two people joined me to co-lead this release with me, that are Odra, Sibe, and Mari. And yeah, I think that's probably the my proudest moment with WordPress. And for this day to 3 weeks after, we have been working on creating the tickets on WordPress code and making bug scrub and releasing release candidate. And we finally released the WordPress, the updates
Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, we released WordPress 5.2.2, and it was really a nice experience for me, and probably till now my proudest moment in WordPress. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. That's exciting. So and next time you have to just like, you know, just trust your gut, because apparently you did a good job.
Yeah. And that's something that I found really interesting in people contributing to WordPress. So it's most of the time about volunteering to do some tasks. But for people that start contributing, they feel afraid about maybe they don't have the skill, or maybe they are not the right people for doing these stuff. But people, they are very welcoming, and that's the most interesting thing.
Yeah, I agree. I love our community very much. If you weren't working in web and you weren't working in programming and development, what's a career that you might like to attempt?
So if I were not working in development, if I didn't discover WordPress, I would probably be now a data scientist. But if I were not a data scientist, I would probably be a writer. So when I was at school, my dream was to have a career in literature. Mainly, I really wanted to write books or to write novels. And yeah, but I don't know. I still have time to do these stuff, and yeah, I think I will do it. I will probably write one book.
Someday we'll be reading your book.
Yeah, thank you.
That would be great. What's something, do you know the term bucket list? You've heard of bucket list? Something you want to do before you die?
Come again.
We have a term called bucket list. And it means something big you want to do during your life before you die. Like some people say they want to climb Mount Everest or things. So what's something on your bucket list, something big you want to do?
So I had something really crazy I want to do. It's traveling in this space.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm really fascinated about space and spatial exploration. And I really love seeing people people from NASA or from different special institutions going to space, going to moon. But I really like to travel in this space. I feel like the excitation of being very high and seeing maybe the Earth should be very nice. And I want to experiment it.
That's awesome.
So that's probably.
Maybe you should talk to Elon. Get in touch with Elon Musk. I understand he wants to do that too. Yeah. I think he has some designs for that as well. Maybe he needs a WordPress developer.
Yeah, probably.
Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents. So something interesting that you can do that WordPress doesn't know.
Oh, let me see. So that's the question I found very hard to find an answer to. I'm not a really good singer, but I really like to sing.
That's good though.
And yeah, I try to, when I really like a song, to retain the lyrics of the song and just sing them when I'm maybe bored or maybe doing okay. Then yeah, I think this is one of the talents I have.
That's wonderful. I love to sing also.
Right now, oh, that's cool. Yeah. I don't know if I have a song in heart. Let's see. No, I'll probably record one on Twitter and share and tag you in.
Okay, I would love that. I would love that. And I'll retweet it for everybody to hear. That would be wonderful. I look forward to it. I'm going to bug you until I hear it. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today before we sign off?
Oh, so this was my first podcast about WordPress. I listen a lot of podcasts about WordPress, and I'm still listening a lot of them. And yeah, I felt really excited before joining the call. I was like, hey, what is going to happen? Maybe I won't be able to respond to the question, or I'll be struggling. So I was afraid because of sometimes when I have to speak to people, to English speakers, I feel a little bit afraid, since I feel like maybe I won't understand what they are going to say, and maybe they won't understand what I'm going to say. So I was afraid about this, but everything nice was nice now, and
yeah.
You did fine. It was cool to thank you to have joined your call and to have joined the podcast.
Well, thank you so much for being with me here today. I can't wait to introduce you to the rest of the world, the rest of the WordPress world, when we can get this up and on the air. So it'll probably be a few weeks still. I've got a lot of people I've interviewed, and I'm very excited to get them all published. But thank you so much for being here today. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. So I'll say goodbye to everybody. Bye.